Rupture avec Ziad Naoufal sur 96.2 FM.
Bonsoir à tous et à toutes, vous êtes branchés sur Radio Liban 96.2 FM. Alors, je n'ai pas l'habitude de parler en début d'émission, d'habitude je lance un morceau et je parle juste après, mais ce soir, nous avons affaire à une émission d'un genre un peu spécial, Rupture Zoom Sur, qui revient ce mois avec un invité assez spécial, Raed Yassine, un acteur à part entière dans la scène musicale expérimentale libanaise, un personnage aux activités diverses, ce Raed, musicien, avec insistance sur la contrebasse ainsi que d'autres instruments, artiste de performance avec insistance sur la vidéo et récemment fondateur et directeur de label musical. Raed Yassine est avec nous ce soir dans les studios de Radio Liban dans le cadre de Rupture. Il va nous parler de son parcours de musicien, de ses musiques, des musiques qui l'ont influencé et bien sûr de ce label qui va voir le jour dans 2 jours en fait, dans 48 heures. On va écouter un petit morceau et je reviens vers vous tout de suite. Visiblement affaire à une manipulation sonore d'un genre ou d'un autre. Non, le disque n'est pas en train de sauter. C'était un extrait du nouvel album de Raed Yassine qui s'appelle tout simplement The New Album, titre assez inventif. Raed Yassine est avec nous ce soir dans le studio, c'est quelqu'un que j'avais envie d'inviter dans cette émission depuis très longtemps. Il n'habite plus ici Raed, il est basé en Hollande et là je profite d'un petit passage à Beyrouth pour l'accueillir dans Rupture ce soir. Good evening Raed.
Good evening, Ziad.
Pour des raisons assez claires, Raed refuse l'utilisation de la langue française. Il a oublié carrément d'utiliser la langue française. Il ne sait plus comment utiliser la langue française. C'est ce qu'il m'a expliqué en venant ici. Nous allons conduire cette interview en langue anglaise. Raed, I was explaining to our listeners that tonight's program would be conducted in the English language. I hope this is fine for you.
It's cool.
Since you have an absolute and stubborn refusal to use any other language except for Arabic, of course.
Yeah.
Raed, tell us a bit about yourself. You're an actor in Lebanon's improvised experimental music scene. Tell us a bit about your beginnings in this scene and what the scene consists of.
I started this career since 10 years old.
10 years ago? Or since you were 10 years old?
10 years ago, actually. But I wish I could started when I was 10 years old, but that was very difficult for me because my instrument was too big.
What is your instrument?
I play double bass, which is contrebass in French, And I started first as a flutist, but actually I started to hate it, this instrument, because the possibilities of it was so limited. And in the same time, I was studying double bass with Jack Gregg, the American double bass player who used to live in Lebanon. And then I fell in love with this instrument because I feel that I am dealing with a human being, size-wise too. And the possibilities of the double bass was really too big and so wide. I could develop a new technique on the double bass that I feel really free doing whatever I want on it.
From witnessing your recent live shows, one understands that the double bass is not played as a regular instrument anymore. In your case, it's something that you have entirely new usages for. Sometimes you rub it, sometimes you press against it, you use it for in varying combinations, and sometimes you revert to the traditional way, but there is always some element of surprise at play.
Actually, I wanted to get out sounds from the double bass that's unused usually.
That were unexpected.
And unexpected, and usually nobody used this kind of... I was looking, actually, for textural sounds, and I found a new way to play the double bass, which is based on chair. Mostly it's prepared double bass, like John Cage prepared piano. And in this way I could make more textural sounds, which is more convenient for the music that I'm playing, which mostly music that doesn't consist of notes or harmony. It's mostly sounds and noises. So this was the way to make it.
So you're into the business of generating sounds and texture rather than generating notes.
Exactly.
For the sake of our listeners who do not really understand the signification of this term, can you explain to us what a prepared double bass is?
Yeah, a prepared double bass, we can say it's an instrument that's inspired from the double bass. And I do preparations on it by putting objects inside the strings or inside the body.
Miking the instrument in different manners?
Sometimes like this, but mostly like using lot of objects inside the instruments or on the top of the instrument, rubbing it, bowing on the objects, and using the body of the double bass as a sound projector. That's the prepared double bass line.
We're going to, before we go back, mental scene to which you belong in Lebanon, we're going to listen to a track, and we're going to take a break and listen to a track that features you playing on the bass. Am I right?
Yeah, this is a solo double bass, which is unreleased yet. Hopefully, will be released on Al Maslach label. And it's a solo double bass recorded last year in Amsterdam.
And it features you using the bass in all these sorts of different and subjective manners.
Exactly.
We'll be back with you in a few moments. Thank you. Nous sommes en train d'écouter un morceau de musique expérimentale généré à partir d'une contrebasse jouée par Raed Yassine. Généré à partir d'une contrebasse, c'est-à-dire que Raed ne joue pas la contrebasse d'une façon traditionnelle. Au contraire, il utilise la contrebasse comme un instrument pour projeter des sons d'un autre genre. Raed, back to you. This track is a solo bass that you've played some time ago and that will be featured in a few weeks, months, we hope, on Lebanese label Al Maslakh.
Yes. Exactly.
Can you tell us a bit about this label, Al Maslakh, and what it does?
Al Maslakh is a label, it was an initiative started by Mazen Kerbaj and Sharif Sahnawi, two friends of mine and also partners in the A Trio, and also we are partners in Irtijal Festival. We organize it together.
The Irtijal Festival was presented on these sound waves a few months ago in April when it took place in Beirut. And we welcomed into the studio Sharif and Mazen and Cherib El Haber, who was playing with them at that time. You were not in Lebanon at that point, but they were here to present the festival, the 9th edition of the Irtijal Festival, a festival for improvised music in Lebanon. Back to you. Sorry for this small intervention.
Yeah, so the label, Al Maslakh label,
is the extension of the Irtijal Festival, or vice versa?
Yes, something you can say, something like this. It's also a label to document what's going on the Lebanese music experimental scene, let's say. And so the Al Maslakh releases either CDs of Lebanese musicians that plays experimental music, or releases CDs of foreign musicians, but it has to be recorded in Lebanon, or the happening has to happen in Lebanon.
Such as the Zerang Broatman, Michael Zerang and Peter Broatman duetting in Beirut a few years ago.
That's right. That was kind of a historical document because it was the first time for them. For this great saxophone player, Peter Broatman, that has documented in the Arab world, actually in the Middle East even. So that was
The label also features sometimes collaborations between Lebanese and foreign musicians.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mazen and Sharif on this label released the first solo of Mazen Kerbaj, and then got more developed, so there is the second release was Ruba'i, is Mazen Kerbaj, Sharif Sahnawi, Christine Sahnawi, and the Norwegian percussionist Ingar Zak, and then a release by Sharif and Tom Chant, saxophone player. Then number four was a release by Gene Coleman and myself. It was a duet of bass clarinet and double bass.
Gene Coleman, who was also playing in Beirut at that time, I remember watching him perform in Théâtre Monod, I think.
Yes, that's right. He did his solo piece in 2005, and the CD was recorded 2005 and released on 2006. And till now, I think there is the 10th release on Al Maslakh will be feature Eddie Prevost, one of the most famous percussionist in this kind of music. He's an English percussionist.
Who used and to belong to the band A&M, who's an improvised band, yes, in improvised music worldwide.
That's right. It started in the 60s. A&M with Keith Rowe, John Tilbury, and Lou Gar, and then for some time Cornelius Cardo was in the band. Also Roham Dusaram from Arditi String Quartet.
It's important to note that most of the releases on the Al Maslakh, the slaughterhouse, the translation of the word, Al Maslakh label, all the releases on this label have been finding an echo and have been finding recognition in circles outside of Lebanon. The quality of the music represented on these releases is such that the albums are often reviewed in important magazines and publications, such as The Wire in England, and they're very often praised in very high terms in these pages. As for yourself, Raed, you're branching out recently. You haven't left Al Maslakh since you're still publishing, and you will publish on it very soon. But you've created your own label recently. We heard an extract from from a CD that's coming out on your own label at the beginning of the show. The label is called Al Nihaya?
Yes, that's right. Al Nihaya is the name of the new label.
The end. The end of what? The end of all labels? The end of all music? The end of Raed Yassin as musician? What is the end?
No, actually, I kept this name. I wanted
mysterious
this name to start something after the end. It's the concept of the label is a bit for me interesting because the label is interested in recycling music, and that's the goal of the label. So the label release works like CDs based on sonic works that already existed before.
Such as the track that we listened to at the beginning of the program, which sounded like old Arabic music, but subjected to heavy turntable treatment.
That's right.
We're going to listen to a second track from it now,
okay.
From this new album, which is called The New Album, a very convenient title. Why is it? Nous sommes en train d'écouter un deuxième extrait ce soir de l'album qui va être sorti sur le label Al Nihaya de Raed Yassine dans quelques jours. En fait, le lancement du label va avoir lieu ce mercredi au Beirut Art Center. Plus de détails dans la demi-heure à venir. Le morceau qu'on écoute actuellement s'appelle All About Saad. Right, tell us a bit about the creation of this musical track that we just heard. It's also audio manipulation.
Yes, it is.
But there's more than one source at play.
Sure, in this case, I play three turntables. I manipulate sounds that coming from three turntables.
With a record on each turntable?
Yes, with the record on each table and on each turntable, and also with the help of electronics. I manipulate the sounds and I wanted to recycle the music that we inherit in our daily lives in the Arab world. This music that we hear every day with all political speeches and the songs and these kind of sounds, I would like really to manipulate it and also I like to recycle it actually, because we inherit a lot of music and we don't know what to do with it. Also, the reason that I did this is because of I like to work on what's so called the collective memory of the audience in the Arab world, and I think this is very important, because doing experimental music in the Arab world is very difficult to understand and to connect with, like, the audience. And in this way, I think when they hear the sounds that they already know very well from the old songs, manipulated and deconstructed, they can make kind of connection with it, and they could understand more what's going on in the new experimental music world.
But the way your label recycled these sounds is very new, and the approach is also a bit difficult for the average listener. You're not only documenting, but you're documenting and torturing and reusing and recycling and subjecting sound and subjecting these collective sounds to all sorts of new treatments. Do you think that you will easily find an audience for these sounds just because the audience can relate to what it's hearing?
I don't think it's very easy to find, but the Irtijal festival, like I'm working in, was working on creating a new audience or finding a new audience, especially from the young people who are eagering to know what's going on new in the country or abroad. And we are trying to offer them, not through our music, but also by offering them getting very good musicians from abroad to see what's going on in the experimental music scene in the world. And I think it's not easy to find new audience, but I'm also not targeting the pop audience, the commercial pop music audience.
No, of course not. You're going along very different avenues. Is there any track on this album that, for instance, would recycle an old pop tune, but heavily disguised?
Sure, most of it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very difficult to find out. It's an interesting approach. So your label is in the business of recycling old sounds, newer sounds, all from the Arab world or from the Arab world and different areas of
Mostly, not mostly from the Arab world, but I'm looking for interesting sounds, like then second release will be Sun City Girls, which is a rock band from the States.
Much more than a rock band, I think.
Yeah, kind of. Let's say
a pioneering rock band from the USA who have mixed and merged between rock, experimental forms, pop, who have also specialized in reissuing old songs and sounds from their different travels and subjecting them to all sorts of sonic experimentation. They're quite an item.
Yeah, they are actually. That's why I'm releasing an album on my label.
They're friends of yours as well.
Yes, that's right. And what I asked them is to make a collection of their older songs that they did. It's a cover songs they did inspired from the Arab world.
So they sing songs in English that are inspired from songs from the Arab world?
Not in English, actually. It's a language that they already created.
That the Sun City Girls have created.
Yeah.
Shall we listen to a track?
Sure. That we are going to listen now to a song inspired from Farid Al-Atrash tune. Actually song, and they sing it again. They don't know Arabic, they don't understand the language. They interpret it their own way.
In their own manner.
Yeah.
This should be quite interesting.
Radio Liban, on est fait pour s'entendre. We'll be right back.
follow after trucks, the cans raked fast possums bearing floor chains. The 34 bass rocks in sky. Right skin, pride. As them come to win.
Nous accueillons ce soir dans Rupture Ed Yassine, un acteur à part entière dans la scène musicale expérimentale libanaise, contributeur au label expérimental Al-Maslar, contributeur au festival de musique improvisée Ertijal, qui a lieu chaque année autour du mois d'avril. Un personnage aux activités diverses, il est musicien. On a parlé de sa contrebasse et de son utilisation de la contrebasse en début d'émission. Il utilise aussi d'autres instruments dans ses nombreuses performances, les tourne-disques, l'électronique. C'est un artiste de performance aussi qui utilise la vidéo. C'est récemment le fondateur et le directeur du label musical Al Nihaya, un label qui va connaître le jour après-demain, ce mercredi, lors d'une cérémonie de lancement au Beyrouth Art Center à partir de 20h. Am I right, Red? Is it
yes.
Taking place at 8 p.m. this Wednesday, the launching of your new label Al Nihaya?
That's right. We will start first with the performance, video and music performance, and then we'll do the label launch.
Red, the artist that we're listening to is called DJ Sniff, and he's someone who works with turntables.
Yes, the artist we were listening to is DJ Sniff, who is a Japanese DJ who works with turntables and computer and Max MSP program. And he's going to be released on a Nihaya label. He's going to be the third release. The album name is The Playback, and the track that we listened to is called In Sky. He worked on found records that he found already in Japan while his travels to Japan between, and he worked on some free jazz records and also some language teaching records.
And he recycles all this sound and creates a wholly new palette of sounds in a manner that is very. This is basically what you want from your label Al Nihaya, this recycling of sounds, and he fits with this. With this approach.
Exactly. I work also with him. We had a trio with another sax player from the States, Kier Nuringer, and I know his music very well. That's why I asked him to do this specific album for him for the label.
You've also you yourself have branched out from bass and into the use of different machines. You use turntables yourself in your live performances recently.
Yes.
You do this in a manner that is similar to what DJ Sniff does, or do you use it just for audio manipulation?
No, I do totally different techniques on using turntables. DJ Sniff use only one turntable with the help of Max MSP. I use three turntables and only analog electronics like loopers or delay machines. I don't use any computer, so mostly I also do preparations for the records on the turntable, such as I put some stickers to make loops, analog loops already, without using any machines to manipulate it, just the record itself. I cut the record into four records and and to glue it to each other so you can listen to a song which is consisting of 4 different songs, for example, on the same record. I do this kind of stuff.
For the launch of your label this Wednesday at the Beirut Art Center, you've planned for a live performance, for a performance that is both audio and video?
Yes.
Does the audio feature you using turntables?
Yes, exactly.
We're going to listen to something that is entirely different right now. Another contributor of yours, another person whom you've worked with in the past, called Porest.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about this person.
Porest, as known as Mark Georges, who is a brilliant musician from the States with an Iraqi origin. I also commissioned him to do me a new CD on the label.
On the Anihaya label.
On the Anihaya label.
He's someone that is associated with Sun City Girls, your other musician cohorts.
Yeah, he works with Alan Bishop, the lead singer of Sun City Girls, in the label called Sublime Frequencies in Seattle. He's a contributor to this label. He do compilations for it and new CDs for it.
And what we're going to listen to next is something that Mark has released on the Sublime Frequencies label.
No, it's released on a label also owned by Alan Bishop called Abduction, which this also released Sun City Girls.
This is all getting very complicated.
It's getting, but I wanted to play this song because this is exactly the approach that I asked Porus to do for my label too. He inspired from like Iraqi and Syrian music,
singers, musics,
music, yes. And he did that in this track.
It's sort of a mashup of different sounds.
Yes.
Porous sur 96.2 FM.
Radio Liban, c'est aussi sur internet www.96-2.com. Envoyez-nous des mails, retrouvez toute l'actualité culturelle, mais aussi des émissions à télécharger. C'est sur www.96-2.com. We'll be right back.
Un extrait sur 96.2 FM de l'album The New Album de Raed Yassine qui va voir le jour ce mercredi à partir de 20h lors d'une cérémonie de lancement, enfin cérémonie est un grand mot, lors d'une petite fête de lancement on va dire au Beirut Art Center, cérémonie qui va donc durant laquelle il va y avoir de la vidéo, Raed Yassine sur tourne-disque et bien sûr ce disque sera disponible donc au... Raed, parlons encore un peu de ce morceau Naïma.
نعيمة هي غنية اسمها أما نعيمة بالأصل لليلى نظمي which is a very interesting pop singer, popular singer from the 70s in Egypt, which I really like. It's really popular, like kind of trash pop sometimes. That's why it didn't get very famous. I pick up this song because a lot of people in the Arab world later, singers, they did this cover of this song.
And you're using this track in kind of a straight manner, more than other tracks on the records, which are manipulated. This is one of the straightest times that you've used a track on this album.
Yes, I like to use like little bit of the music to show where it does come from originally, and of course it is manipulated. But this is more like obvious what is the origin of this song.
Speaking of traditional original songs, we're going to listen to a Syrian singer next. Someone that I like very much, someone who is coming to Lebanon soon to perform live at Ajram Beach on August 15. Omar Suleiman, someone you've also become closely acquainted with recently. Tell us a bit about Omar.
Poorest, Mark Judges came to Syria in the year 98, and he saw tapes of this singer, Dabke singer from northeast Syria. He found some of his tapes, he took both some tapes, went back to the States, and then when he met me, he told me that I would like to sign a contract with this musician for Sublime Frequencies. I worked on the project of releasing the first CD of Omar Suleiman in the States, which is called Highway to Hasaki.
Omar Suleiman, we should add, that is sometimes a wedding singer. He's a very popular singer in Syria. He's released hundreds of cassettes.
Yes, that's right. 800 cassettes till now.
800?
Yeah, and on Sublime Frequencies, there is Highway to Hasaki SED and Dabke 2020, which is the new release, and also double vinyl.
And you've looked over the release of these albums and
I worked on releasing this with Mark Judges. I was the translator for all the lyrics, and also I was Omar's personal translator and manager in the tour that we just did in Europe and UK.
And this, during the summer of 2009, this summer saw Sublime Frequencies, the label, taking Omar Suleiman and another artist from Mali on tour throughout various venues in Europe.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And Omar will be coming to Beirut?
He will be coming to Beirut under the name of Sublime Frequencies to Ajram Beach on the 15th of August, which is a Saturday.
Which is a week from now.
Yeah.
And Omar Suleiman is something absolutely amazing on record. It's a good thing that now he's documented on CD in digital form rather than cassette. We're going to listen to a track that you've chosen for us.
Yes, let's do it.
تحية ها يلا يلا بلا 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 ها ها ايه عليهم 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 أبريم ايه عشرة ونص لعيونك يا أبريم وهاليوم غزال وين مخرب وهني يوم لا يصيدونك صيادة وهلي يوم غزال وين مغرب وهلي يوم لا يصيدونك صيادة عليهم وهلي يوم أني صد الغزالة وهلي يوم هالناحر الحمادة وهلي يوم أني صد الغزالة يا أبو خالد أني صد الغزالة يا أبو علاء هالناحر الحمادة
Un artiste syrien qui a un succès fabuleux dans sa Syrie natale qui s'appelle Omar Suleiman et qui a été découvert aux yeux du monde, qui a été découvert à travers le monde par Mark Gerges, le patron du label Sublime Frequencies en Amérique. Mark, dont on va écouter un morceau tout de suite, un morceau qu'il sort sous le nom de Porest. Rehad Yassine nous parlera de ce titre juste après l'avoir écouté. Voici Porest. Écoute Porest sur 96.2 FM, Raed, c'est à toi.
Porest, my dear friend.
You seem to like this track a lot.
A lot. This is a very interesting song. Porest caught this song on he was recording radio on the bus from Syria to Turkey. It's originally it's from the Cherkess dialect, and he just recorded 30 seconds of it and he made a whole song out of this 30 seconds that he recorded on the radio.
Right, this hour went by very quickly. It's a shame. I would like to remind our listeners that you will be releasing the first album on your label, Al Nihaya. The album is called The New Album, on your label, Al Nihaya, this Wednesday at the Beirut Art Center.
Yes.
Sorry, you wanted to say?
I would say that this Wednesday and Thursday there's the
yes,
the new performance.
It's two performances over 2 days, in fact.
There's the new performance by myself. It's called Horror is Universal. It's a video and music performance. The video is based on horror films from Egypt that I wanted to create actually a horror atmosphere out of non-horror films. So I'm using some footage from all Egyptian non-horror films, but I'm making kind of a horror atmosphere out of it, and using Egyptian popular music from the 70s and the 80s too, sonically.
This is happening on Wednesday and Thursday?
Yes, at 8 p.m. in Beirut Art Center.
and the label is being launched on Wednesday.
That's right, and people can buy the CD on Thursday too.
All right, we're going to close this program and this program with another track from this album, the new album. And I'd like to thank you for this program. Would you like to say something about this track, or should I just go ahead and play it?
It's just Abdul Halim saying Albi. So that's it. Just one word from song mixed.
Red Yassine sur 96.2 FM. Ce soir, dans le cadre de Rupture, on termine l'émission avec un extrait de son disque, The New Album. Voici My Heart, Qalbi.